A topping-off ceremony was held this week in downtown Albany to commemorate a major milestone, the completion of the vertical structural framework of the new Albany Capital Center. The new convention center is changing the skyline. Officials gathered at the intersection of Howard and Wendell Streets to mark a turning point in city history, moments to reflect on a project that's been a long time coming, along with an opportunity to sign their names on a special white beam. Dignitaries on hand included Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul, who told the crowd Albany is her home away from home. She said the city's markets have come back along with the distilleries and breweries, and she beamed as she held up the latest edition of the Albany Business Review.
Congratulations on being number one and everything else. Did you see this paper today, everybody? Albany's number one with the data to prove it, and building starts, new businesses, income, etc. So I'm here to declare, Albany, you're back. You're back with a vengeance, and you're doing phenomenal. And this project is a visual symbol that when it's complete, people will go by and say, yes, there's an energy downtown, and I want to commend the early pioneers of this project.
Hochul praised the connectivity that will link the downtown buildings.
Connecting right to this spectacular hotel downtown that I was so proud to be part of that ribbon cutting. I just wander through the lobby every once in a while. I think it's spectacular. But to connect this, I mean, let's admit it, we're not in Florida. It gets a little cold once in a while. So to be able to have people that are guests from other areas, when they're identifying where they want to choose a place to go in the wintertime, they want to keep people indoors. You've done that with the connection of the hotel and the Empire State Plaza and this space and the Times Union Center. So I think it's brilliant.
Former Albany Mayor Jerry Jennings' administration sparked many ideas for the convention center.
Yeah, the design is great. You know, the new hotel has generated other investment down here, so it makes it a place to repeat. It's a destination spot now.
The new three-story building, which will hold 5,000 people, will have three levels of underground parking. The Capital Center will house 22,500 square feet of ballroom or exhibit space, six meeting rooms with 9,200 square feet of space, and 13,500 square feet of pre-function space. Officials say it will also have state-of-the-art amenities for meetings, banquets, and events. Gavin Donahue, chairman of the Albany Convention Center Authority, guarantees the project will meet deadline.
Well, the concept of a convention center has been discussed in this town for over 20 years. The timeline for this specific project has just been over 3 years. Governor Cuomo endorsed this project in 2013. We started the concept and design in 2014, and now we're going to be ready to open this facility in March of 2017 on time.
To date, 18 events have already booked space in the facility. Officials expect another 100 to book within coming months, with an annual goal of 200 confirmed bookings. After officials and politicians signed their names on the white 30-foot beam, Lieutenant Governor Hochul gave the signal to ironworkers, who raised the beam via a large crane, then set it in place, completing the Capital Center's structural framework. In keeping with tradition, the beam was topped by a small evergreen tree and an American flag. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.